Economy Electric, providing all of your commercial and residential low voltage wiring needs.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking today with Travis Altenhofen and Peter Clark, Pottawatomie County Commission Chair and Public Works Director, respectively. Next Monday, you guys will meet again here, and I wanted to get kind of where you're at on the budget. I know a lot of county commissions, city commissions are working on budgets right now. Where are you guys at?
Well, we've heard some of our outside agency requests in that over the last few weeks, and internally, the department heads have been meeting with administration, and so they're working on preparing the document that comes before us for review and that, and so we're hoping County Administrator Robert Reese is hoping to have it ready for us July 1st, so next Monday, and for the general fund, and so we're hoping to see a preliminary copy there, and that's when all the fund discussions begin. And also, we've got a few other items the next Monday that are pretty good size. One of those is with the EMS station over here in Blue Township. The architect and contractor are finalizing the design and that, and are hoping to be able to get started on the construction here, I would suspect, in the next month. And so we're hoping to get that final design and make the approval for it, and so be able to kick that off. And so that's slated for Monday as well. And then I think those are the two big issues that we've got coming up on Monday overall, and that's about it.
Okay. We've got a caller again here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I called in here just a few minutes ago. I've been thinking about the response to my statement. And it's true that hindsight is 20/20, but it's also true that the foresight that I had 45 years ago is 20/20, which falls in line with exactly what they're doing today. One of the problems the county's had over these past 45 years is they've had inadequate advice on future planning from someone who, in my opinion, was unqualified. That's all I'm going to say. I appreciate you, your present work and what you're doing, but I think that it's wrong that you take 100% credit for what the outcome is going to be. Thank you.
I don't think any of the credit comes to the present commission. I think it's always part of the past is what shapes the future, and so we have gotten into kind of the situation we are over there from past decisions, and I think it's part of moving forward and using that hindsight and history so that we don't try and repeat the past with the same decisions. And so I think it's just been an evolution on moving forward. And so, you know, maybe the past commissions wish they would have done something different, but here we are today, and I think it's just exciting that we are able to finally actually check this one off the to-do list, and so I think it's an overall a good thing for the Blue Township area.
All right. Well, I've run out of questions here, but people want to check out your meetings. You meet every Monday, 8:30, the Sunflower Room in Westmoreland. Anything else maybe that we haven't hit on here that you guys want to bring up?
Overall, I think we're getting some things accomplished. The courthouse has been one of the hot items that we haven't talked about, but we've been doing a lot of facility discussions. We have gone and approved a contract for the shop facility, and so we're starting to begin the design phase on what a new county shop, and are hoping to be able to go to bid on that here this fall, and be able to look at construction starting in the spring. That's one of many projects we've got going on in terms of capital improvement projects on county assets. We've been working on replacement of the roof on the admin building, along with installing some generators, and we're looking at doing some more projects up at the Public Works Office building. Along with in the Sunflower Room, we have some remodeling projects going on right there currently as we meet. So that's been another item for discussion that's been heavily going on within the county, is trying to take care of our assets and be able to make them, you know, last for numerous years going forward. And so we've been having a lot of discussions wrapping around that, and we'll continue having more on that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys being here and telling us more about what's going on in your county, and we'll have you on again next month. Travis Altenhofen, Peter Clark, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
And that'll do it here for In Focus today. Tomorrow's discussion, we will talk USD 383, Manhattan Ogden Schools, and then Ryan Courtright from the Manhattan Fire Department will be in to talk fireworks safety.
Fireworks safety? Goodness, we're getting about that time. Hey, when do you start, when do fireworks, you can start shooting them off in Pottawatomie County? You start sales and shooting a little bit before Riley and City of Manhattan. Do you remember?
I have a resolution on that.
Okay. All right. We'll figure that out. Thanks, gentlemen. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick at the game this afternoon. Royals on early 5:30 tonight here at News Radio KMAN.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.